Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
There is a need for us to be conscious, be aware of the temple of God. First Corinthians 3:16-17. Know you not that you are the temple of God? And that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Chapter 6:19. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? You are bought with a prize. You are bought with a prize. You are bought with a prize. Therefore glorify God in your body. Therefore glorify God in your body. And in your spirit, which are God's. Which are God's. Which are God's. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So today we want to look at the subject of temple consciousness. The Bible makes us to understand that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So temple consciousness, we are talking about being conscious of the fact that we are carrying the presence of God. So I want you to understand the temple of God as you. A believer. You are the temple of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when you repent and believe the gospel, the Bible makes us to know that the triune God, they come and live inside of you.
Jesus Christ,
and this is the biggest occurrence, biggest spiritual deal ever. Apart from God coming in the form of Jesus and being reduced in the womb of Mary. It was a big deal for God to come and live inside of the womb of a woman. But apart from that, God coming to live in our bodies and we carrying God around wherever we go is the biggest deal ever.
Say
to yourself, God is living in me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So your body suddenly becomes holy.
Into winyi pedriana amunu muhara oye kronkron.
Before God came to live inside of you, your body was not holy. But when the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of you, when you accept Jesus, what happens is that your body become suddenly sanctified by the presence of the Holy Spirit inside you.
Na sa eji yankoponezi na ni sunsun kwankwa na baba tena wuma amunu muhwara no wonyipadua na watson ho na oma yankoponi impesu no obehia na wumu.
And you become an awesome temple of God.
Na ebe yankoponi na sofia oya sronkokra.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, God believes in us even as we believe in Him. He believes in you enough for Him to come and limit Himself inside you. Because He knows that you can carry Him and you can manifest Him. Like Mary, He knows that you can carry and you can make Him comfortable.
Now to them, Mary also Jesus Christ when you funu mono. The man I go pon sun you made that otumi wa also able to awaye wa huahu a ubebi a ezinubo kobiya.
Turn to your neighbor and tell the person that God has faith in you.
Catch an important one channel yami wa jizi power.
That is why He is living in you.
Into not too mono.
He knows you can carry Him.
When you made able to my shian.
He knows you can deliver Him.
You
know? You can deliver Him to people who need Him. And you can deliver Him to circumstances and situations that needs God to attend to it. What an awesome thing, ladies and gentlemen, for the triune God to live inside of the body of a man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, Paul speaks about this mystery of God being inside of us as a spiritual reality that we must be conscious of. So every time he speaks about it, in surprise. And he assumes that it is a basic thing for every New Testament Christian to know that God is living inside of him. So he gets surprised at things and he asks them a question. What don't you know? Every time he speaks about the temple of God, he asks them, know you not? And that is a consciousness that I want you to get today. I want to ask you, don't you know that God is living inside of you?
Na eyi ye Christian abrabo na fapem, da nyame ba sakro no obetena nyimpa no mu. Na da ma Paul ka no ye biblia na kasa oye no hu. Nta biblia ma oka nye de. Nta wu enyim de. Wa wo hunam due oye Yakobon na Sophia na.
Walking in temple consciousness will change your life and the life of the people around us forever.
Na de erenantu de obi a erekware be nyinara ekita yankopon na sofi na ezo kwa na ezirbe se ehu de mazina obasesan wa abrabo kra.
Tell the person sitting by you, walk in temple consciousness.
Kache importa won chan na onantu de obi a onyim de ozi yankopon ni nyipadi ni suno na ozinam.
Tell the person you have something you haven't seen its value yet.
Kache impakunde e wo bibi a ihu azokro na ebo a osom.
Because the Old Testament saints, ladies and gentlemen, they didn't have God living inside of them. But God was indicating to them that a time was going to come. There is a certain grace that is going to come to man. And it is going to be said that God is going to live inside the bodies of human beings. And they were surprised at it. The Bible says that they inquired about it. What time and what manner this thing is going to take place. And the scripture says that even angels desired to look into it. That this God that we know, how come he plans that one day he is going to live inside of men? And they inquire. They want to find out how is it going to be. And to which people are going to enjoy this wonderful blessing.
Now, upon that door for Nazi, what say them, Bibi Baba, Yanko Pon Rubesem, now Ababa Batsinayim Ponumu, na wo yen kwofu bi a wo hwehwe da wo pede wo ho embre kro no na wo pede wo ho de obeye de na nyame no so a osun wo etum no wa betena nyimpa no mu nti no ya za won so no wo hwehwe echi but won won bre no ze wamba na so ye yen bre no ze yankopon no tie mu nti ye nam ye kwon ye ba ye nam de yankopon na
so fi. So they were looking forward, the saints of old were looking forward to our era and to the kind of people who were going to be created to carry God's presence. They lived in a human constructed building. Of course, constructed with God's instructions. And they knew the power of the temple and how God worked in the temple. And how God's presence was strong and awesome in the temple. So when they projected that this same God, who is so awesome and lives in this human temple, is going to live in human beings, it was a strange thing and it was a powerful thing.
Won wo do ya bia nyankopon esiesia da me bia no oyɛ kronkron nanso wote dem bibiri baba da me nyame a ɔsɔn na da me nyame a yɛ ba sofia ansana ye huma esɔti ɔbɛhia ne nyimpa no mu no wabɛtena nyimpa no mu no na yɛ won bibia ɔyɛ won hu nanso wozi echi nanso mon won brɛ ne ze wanbem na emmom yɛ yɛ brɛ no da America no nyankopon nakasa wabɛtena ye mu.
The new God was going to dwell inside human beings, and he was going to walk inside humans.
Na no wonyi me dem bibiri baba nyame ontena so ofi ho nkoten na emom orbetena nyimpa no mu na onyi nyimpa nanto.
They knew of the great powers
na wonyi mutume kese so a
of the temple that they had
wa oyɛ asofi na na wo won.
And we must come to an awareness. The Greek word is eido. An awareness, a consciousness that must come to us that we are living in awesome times. Amen. And the God who is in us is greater than everything and he who is in the world.
Amen. Nti mbibi aba me bonwo trotro ba kra osana nya me na na nche wo asofi nkoten wa apamda do no mankwafo kwa asofi ansana we hu no si si ada me nya me no onya asofi nkoten oti wu. Inti woda se anam na erekwa ekite tumi bia ezerekwa osande nyame ba sakro no otumu na wo hunam due no so oyena asorfi.
Even today, this day, they knew the powers of the temple that human beings constructed. There is a western wall, they call it a wailing wall, and up till now the Jews believed that if they put their prayer request in that wailing wall, there was some power, and people travel all over the world just to go and push their prayer into a crevice in the wall and pray unto God with the bowing of their heads, because they knew the powers of the temple. And that is the kind of power that you have also, ladies and gentlemen, by God living inside of us. I want us to look at three powers of the temple as the Jews knew in the Old Testament.
Na dama yaka no nyankopon na asofi no nka no no na asofi no owotum osana we ina nyankopon otim nti obi tumi tukon fi echi na wa akwa nyankopon na asofi osanda ho imde ho na nyankopon te na na akoma de bi sezi bi no oza akwoto nyankopon nanyim na wa hwede obeya ama.
Second Chronicles 6
imbiri monsam ni
se. And then verse 21
ni edo no kwa.
Second Chronicles. It's in the Old Testament. You read verse 21. What we are going to read is the dedication. Is it a temple of God was constructed by King Solomon, who was the richest man around. So he constructed this fabulous, wonderful physical temple. And it is said historically that it was one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. They didn't know that a better wonder was coming, that God was going to dwell in human flesh.
Na asema yebekin oya sofia nyankopon ma Solomon osi mesa no oya fiofa Mesa na yame no tum wadofa. Nansuna kwafuni nyim den bibri baba. A sofi na yankuponi tinemin. Yankupon aunt na sofi unko tine mum or betsin yimponumoso.
Tell the person sitting by you, you are a more wonderful temple.
Kacha impotina won chan ne. Eye yankupon na sofia
or the temple of Solomon.
Eye one was Solomon a sofina osino.
Because that belonged to the Old Testament.
Honestly, upon that don't know.
Ours is better.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Look at the powers, one power of the temple. Verse 21, 2 Chronicles 6. Hearken therefore unto the supplications of your servant and of thy people Israel, which they shall make, not which they are making, but which in time to come they shall make towards this place. In other words, they were going to make their supplications towards the physical temple,
right?
Solomon says, I hear thou from your dwelling place, even from heaven.
Well, heaven.
And when thou hearest, forgive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God heard the prayers of people who recognize His temple. Solomon dedicated the temple and said, Lord, let this be a hallmark of the temple where you dwell. That if anybody faces towards that temple and prays, or whatever prayer towards that temple, then God hear from heaven and answer their prayers.
Nama Solomon kanye de raze osande yesi wa sorfi leyim de aha na etinti abribiara obi begina ha do oro pe na nenum na wa kana kuma de bisezi bi da akira wono eraze for heaven netin.
So the Jews always prayed and they make sure that they were facing towards the temple.
Inti Jew funde bia wo bompe na woda wenyu che yakopana asofi no.
If they have to do it in their homes, they should make sure that their direction is towards the temple.
Sempe wo bompe wo ofie pa wo woda ifie na meta mo bompe na so yakopana asofi no owa ha.
Because there were powers in the temple.
O sande tumi bi wonyame na asofi.
For their prayers to be answered.
Ana na oba ma wona akoma de bi sezi bi ara.
Do you want God to recognize your prayers?
E pere yakopana ohu mpa igba.
Then treat His current temple well. It doesn't mean that you find a believer and you pray towards the believer.
What
it means is that you must recognize yourself and recognize other believers as a temple of God. Because that is one of the greatest hindrances to prayer. Many people pray a lot. They pray to God in heaven. And that is the right thing that you must do. But as you pray in your life, you must be conscious of the fact that God is living in you and God is living in your brother who is a believer.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We must learn to give due recognition to the people of God. Because prayers are hindered when you take the person for granted.
Osanade yempae bo yankopon no kutie yempae bo wa bra wonue bia otse wonchen enyizi bia oda ezeman no emfaman e na orube.
The way God will honor your prayer is when you honor where he lives. No matter how it is, you have to honor your brother, honor your sister, and make your supplications to God, and you see God with speed answering your prayer.
Sir, I pray that you open your Bible, Bobby, or the walk commando, and the walk commando be says, "Be a pedo obama." When then you open our Sophie on the yango, the man also know who the one you be out to one chan, one you be our one channel. Who then also you open our Sophie into the zinini. Now, brother, zinini, no, then you open so shadow. Where be says, "Be arono so why yamo?"
Many people pray to God.
Kofupi bompe chanya me.
And they feel good that they have prayed to God. But the physical answers come in are hindered. Just because they don't have any respect for the current temple of God. For their fellow believer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God wants us to live above that. He wants to hear our prayer. Paul even went to an extent of telling husbands that be careful about the wife. She is a weaker vessel. If you don't discern, go beyond your wife and see Christ in your wife, your prayers will be hindered.
Into Paul pose on who is the bar warum. That's a yokuna ewa ha. But mazana de a yira yankupanza na mono. But mazana de ebumuda or ye bibia ogo. Now so ebumuni ye na an fanem pi bobi and fan ye bibia. Obama wasu wumpai bokan.
Are there weaker vessels among us? Are there people who do certain things that you see that is not very correct?
Na e wonder e bi no mo yentema e bia to awono wo ye bibi e wonder the man zizi on kwa ye kra na.
But you know God is living in the person.
Na nyim da ne nyina echi no po yakopon
otu. God says that regard that person all the same.
Yakopon se manyi po kunu ti bia no fanyi zibi
fa. Look hard and see the God in the person.
Ba mazen da e bo hunyi po kunu fani finti dua bia to nchan na hwede manyi po kunu e wonder yakopon otenu mu.
Like Rafiki said to Simba, look hard, because Mufasa lives in you.
Na dem so for a cano. Also that Rafiki or catch up Mufasa there. Shady ye pa or send a samba or tumu.
Hallelujah. Tell the person sitting by you, look at the person, look at the weak earthen vessel, look at the person hard.
Na you put na one channel, shany ye pa, shany ye. Shanado ye bibia or go, na shany ye pa.
Jesus is living in the person.
Jesus Christ, or to the mean
the God you love is living in the person. The God you worship and you salute all the time is living in the person. Look at verse 24. Powers of the temple. God restored Israel when they recognized his temple.
Na yankupon ozi Israel si bia awodo ozini si wabre ozi enyizi wazima na so.
Look at verse 24.
You do not know.
And if thy people Israel be put to the worst before their enemy.
Na ozi Israel fosu was one si bia wanatam funu wa.
Because they have sinned against you.
Osanda wa afum ami eraza.
And shall return and confess thy name.
Na so obasan wa echira bana wa abomizina.
And pray and make supplications before thee in this house.
Na wa abompen was wehiaze atumenyi woma so fi ha.
Then hear thou from heaven.
No ne razi safe heaven.
Forgive the sin of thy people Israel.
For Israel fu wan fum nu nyina acha hon.
And note the last phrase, and bring them again into the land which you gave unto them and to their fathers.
Ne razi san for one bra asasa e razi ezuma hon ne ezuma hon eja anom no.
So we see that God said that this will be the hallmark of the temple. If you pray in this place, I am going to restore the things that you lost unto you.
Na yankopon ka de eye bibia obekire enyizi anade tuma owo ma sofi no se ejinama na se bompe dama ina meteo.
Do you want restoration in your life or you want destruction?
Epede bibi nyama siuye anade epede nyama se owo abrabo ma.
Then recognize the current temple of God.
Damza no no hu yankopon na sofi oyawa itina he.
Because it is easy for you to overlook the current temple of God. Because it is not as glorious as you think it is. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the church in Corinth had a problem.
Their
problem was that they were taking themselves for granted.
They were
taking themselves for granted.
So in verse 29,
Paul is explaining to them why there is destruction in their lives.
Into aye actually
Mark, instead of restoration in their lives, they had destruction. Believers, Christians. Why was it taking place? And remember that these were very gifted people, very spiritual, anointed people. They were operating in all the gifts of the Spirit. Yes, still. Things were not going well for them in their lives. Paul gives them the reason in verse 29 and 30. He says that for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily. Eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. And know the last phrase, not discerning the Lord's body. What they were doing was that they were not taking care of their relationships among themselves. They were taking themselves for granted. To an extent that even when they came to church, they brought it to church. When they came to church, instead of waiting for the other believers so that they partake of the Lord's Supper, they would take of the Lord's Supper and they would eat. Those times, it was real bread, not token like this. They would eat the thing, and by the time their fellow brothers come, then the food will be finished, the Lord's Supper will be finished. And so Paul was surprised. He said, what? Don't you have houses in which you eat? He says, look, all of us, Corinth Church, all of us, Prevailing Word Chapel, all of us together, we are that one bread that we are eating. So you cannot take yourselves for granted and come and partake of the Lord's table. Because if you take a fellow believer for granted and you are not conscious of the fact that God is living in the person and you take the Lord's Supper, you are taking it unworthily and you bring destruction upon yourself. Tell the person sitting by you, all of us, we are one loaf that we are going to take. Because we are all part of the Lord's body. Hallelujah. So you have to get yourself in the right relationship one to the other before you take this thing.
Look at
verse 30. Says, because you don't discern the Lord's body. For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you. And many sleep. For if we will judge ourselves, we should not be judged. So they were experiencing destructions in their lives. Weaknesses in their lives. Because they didn't have temple consciousness. They didn't regard one another the way that God expected his temple to be saluted. The saints of old, they dare not cast mud. They dare not take mud and throw it at the temple of God. They will not do that. Even physically now, you will not go to a church and take mud from the ground and throw it against the wall. Why? Because you say that, look, this one is God's house. I came to tell you that your brother sitting by you, if you take mud and you throw the mud at the person and you minimize the person and you snub the person and you treat the person as if the person is nothing, then you are not doing well. And you bring destruction into your life. If you want restoration, ladies and gentlemen, if you want your prayers to be answered, have the right relationship towards the place where God, whom you love, who will bless you, where he lives. Treat it well. See it well. Be conscious of it. God will bless you.
Tell
the person sitting by you, salute his temple. He lives in there. Respect his temple. And tell him that, Lord, bless my life.
You came from
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.